Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we come to you from New Jersey. We're actually right outside of Atlantic City at a prayer location, a retreat house, working on an Emmaus weekend, and what a blessing it is to be here with these men of faith. Today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 36 with verses 20 through 22. Give evidence of your deeds of old. Fulfill the prophecies spoken in your name. Reward those who have hoped in you, and let your prophets be proved true. Hear the prayer of your servants according to your goodwill toward your people. Thus all the ends of the earth will know that you are the eternal God, who keeps his promises and cares for his people. One reason why God gives evidence of his deeds of old and fulfills prophecies spoken in his name is to show his faithfulness and power towards all humanity. Throughout history, God has performed miraculous acts and fulfilled prophecies to demonstrate his sovereignty and fulfill his promises to his people. By doing so, God reveals his divine nature and shows that he can be trusted to fulfill his word. Furthermore, God rewards those who have faith and hope in him. When God fulfills prophecies and performs miracles, it serves as a confirmation of the faith of his people. Those who have believed in God and trusted in his promises are rewarded by seeing his hand at work in their lives. This strengthens their faith and encourages them to continue to trust in God and his plan for their lives. Additionally, God allows his prophets to be proved true through the fulfillment of their prophecies in Jesus Christ. When God speaks through his prophets and their words come to pass, it serves as a testimony to the truth of God's message. This demonstrates that God's prophets are truly speaking on his behalf, and that his word is trustworthy and reliable. Ultimately, God's actions and fulfillment of prophecies serve to bring glory to his name and to make his power and faithfulness known to all people. When God acts in accordance with his promises and fulfills prophecies, it demonstrates his authority over all creation and his love for his people. As a result, all the ends of the earth will come to know that God is the eternal God who keeps his promises and cares for his people yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 36. It's verses 20 through 22. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem this morning. It's titled, Evidence of Your Deeds. Show us your power, O mighty Lord, fulfilling your promises with a mighty sword. Let your glory shine brightly upon us, revealing your love and grace so wondrous. For we have trusted in your word, knowing that your ways are never absurd. Grant us strength and courage to stand firm in faith, guided by your hand. May the nations see and believe that in you all things we can achieve. For you are the eternal God so true, fulfilling every prophecy, making all things new. So we lift our voices in praise for your mercy and love that never fades. May your name be exalted on high as we witness your power drawing nigh. Give evidence of your deeds of old, fulfilling the prophecies as foretold, rewarding those who trust in you, proving your prophets' words are true. Hear our prayers, O Lord, we pray, and lead us in your righteous way, for all the earth to see and know that you are the eternal God who loves us so. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 20th, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much and miss you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at UniversalUtterings.com. Again, thanks for joining us. Pray for our Emmaus team this weekend as we continue our retreat here in New Jersey, right outside of Atlantic City, at the Holy Spirit Retreat House, as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To our good friends who are in Cairo's prison ministry this weekend, we're continuing to pray for your intentions, and we hope that your retreat is going well. As we close, in Jesus' name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.